content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Julie Eldridge from the North Carolina Reading Service. I'll be reading to you from the Lyons District N newsletter for the month of October of 2025. So let's get right into it. On the front page of the District Gazette for October 2025 lists dates on the horizon. October 1st, deadline to purchase peace poster kits. October 4th, the second district cabinet meeting. October 4th through 12th, week of service, mental health and well-being. October 7th, training topic, introduction to Lyons for new members, 7 p.m. over Zoom. October 20th, Anderson Creek Lyons Club charity golf tournament. October 20th through 22nd, the VIP fishing tournament at the Outer Banks. October 23rd to 25th, Vice District Governor training at Camp Dogwood. And October 25th, Brave Little Steps Fun Run or Walk from for Childhood Cancer. Oh, my goodness, that must mean cancer. Sorry about that. For Childhood Cancer in Greenville. November 7th through 9th, Council of Governors / NCLF meet at Camp Dogwood. November 18th, there's a training. The topic is Where Does the Money Go? That will be at 7 p.m. on Zoom. The next page contains a list of your district team, the district governors, etc., and I believe I read this last month, so I think I will just cruise on to the next item. From your district governor, please welcome Lyon Beverly Kraft as your newsletter editor. Beverly is excited about her new responsibility as editor of the MD-31N Gazette. We welcome hearing from all of you, whether your article is about a service project, fundraiser, or an editorial on something your club does that really works. Shout it out to the Gazette. In order to publish the Gazette on time every month, please send your article in by the 20th of the month for the next month's issue. If your article comes in after the 20th, it will be published in the next month's issue. Our intent with the Gazette is to make it more friendly to our VIPs. You'll find all flyers with text at the end of the Gazette. The message on your flyers will also be printed in the body of the Gazette. Please try to send your flyers and articles in Word document format, and please, no pictures or scans of a flyer from your phone. If you have questions, need help, or have suggestions for improving the Gazette, please contact myself or Beverly. We encourage all of you to submit articles on your club events to the Gazette. You can send articles to district31n.news@gmail.com and to beverlycraft79@gmail.com. I had a wonderful trip to the USA-Canada Forum in Atlantic City, New Jersey. This is a great opportunity for Lyons to learn as they have fun. Servant Hero theme was engraved in the spirit of the event, and the participants loved the experience. The seminars were educational, motivational, and thought-provoking. There were more than 60 seminars that catered to the needs and interests of everyone. What was specifically evident was the desire to grow membership, so much so that top recruiters and districts with club chartering success were recognized during the lunch sessions in the presence of all 1,600 delegates. The environment was relaxed, but learning and fellowship were intense. The next USA Canada Lyons Leadership Forum will be held in Memphis, Tennessee, September 3rd through 5th of 2026. Next year will be the 50th Leadership Forum. The Childhood Cancer Committee has been working hard to make our fundraiser, Brave Little Steps, a success. During September and October, I've been visiting clubs in the Greenville area, asking for help to make this first annual run an event we can repeat next year. We would like to have a good show of Lyons at the event to help and show that Lyons are working for the community. Please be aware of the weeks of service. From October 4th through 12th, it will be Mental Health and Well-Being. Consider planning an event on World Mental Health Day on October 10th. On January 3rd through 11th of 2026, the topic will be hunger. Then there will be environment from April 18th to 26th. Oh, and that's the last one. And this is all from Lyon Jean Getz, your district governor. You can call 414-640-5953 or email ggoetz00@gmail.com. From your District 31N Global Membership Coordinator. I was looking at the membership information for District N and noted that we were down 12 members at the end of August. Now is a good time to make the effort to bring in new Lyons. Over the past several months, I have been asked by a number of Lyon Club presidents, what can I do to encourage people to join the Lyons? I would like to offer 5 tips for the growth of your club. Be transparent. Show how your club works. People want to see the real impact. If you do a project affecting your community, make sure that it is publicized. Tell your friends about what you're doing. If you use Facebook or social media, use it to spread the good things that your club does. Foster a family atmosphere. Invite potential members to come to your meeting. Ask family members to join, and make sure that you include the young children on the invite. If you are like our club, the older, more experienced women have a chance to play the grandmother role. Serve the community. Showcase your service projects as meaningful service attracts other like-minded people who want to make a difference for their community. Be open about how to raise your funds and, more importantly, how you help those in need. Many of you feed the hungry, support the local bread basket, provide supplies for schools at the start of the school year, or pick up trash along a road. The next time you have a service project event, ask a friend or neighbor to join you. Build friendships. This is done through the earlier tip I shared. Have your club become like a family. You are close with your brothers, sisters, and kids, and do the same with your fellow Lion members. Embrace partnerships. Work with other organizations to expand your reach through the community. We have a strong relationship with the local fire department, the 5N2 food pantry, the Buddy Back Program. That might mean Buddy Backpack Program, the Harnett County Schools through our vision screening, and sharing activities with nearby Lions clubs. I hope that these few ideas will spur you into action to bring on additional Lions to help the needy in your community. Any questions, give me a call or email. That was from Lion Vince Schimoller, District N Membership Chair. His phone is 919-935-9937. From your District 31N Marketing Coordinator. Let's get excited about all the ways we can add new members to our clubs. After a few years of attending to various health issues, I am looking forward to working with everyone as our District Marketing Coordinator. I feel there are many ways we can all do our part to promote interest in our communities and to the outstanding work we as Lions are doing in every day in our communities. If you are not doing so now, please do this in the future at every club event. 1. Have a brochure to hand out with information about your club. 2. Consider a small raffle sign up for a $50 gift card. 3. To get the gift card, they must sign their name and contact information. 4. After the event, the membership committee needs to follow up. Morale. Sometimes you need to spend money to make money. My goal is to visit each zone and have a roundtable discussion of marketing ideas that could work in your area. During my year as district governor in 2016 to 2017, we generated excitement and added 77 members and 3 clubs. We can do it together again. Are you with me? See you soon. PDG, Irwin Siegelwax. Lions International News and Events, Weeks of Service. This initiative unites Lions and Leos worldwide to address the critical issues of mental health and well-being, hunger, and the environment. By participating, you'll be part of 3 impactful weeks dedicated to creating positive change and making a difference in communities around the globe, together. So, get involved and help drive collective action for a better future. So, the service topic will be mental health and well-being from October 4th through 12th. It will be hunger from January 3rd through 11th of 2026. And the topic of week of service will be environment in April, from 18th to the 26th. NCLF News and Events. VIP Fishing Tournament Golf Ball Drop. Buy one of the Lions Club's charity golf balls for $25, and if your numbered ball drops into the cup or is closest to the hole, you will win up to $10,000 in cash. See the registration form at the end of this month's Gazette. COG and NCLF Meetings. On November 7th through 9th, the Council of Governors, or COG, and the North Carolina Lions Foundation, Inc., NCLF, Board will hold their second meeting of 2025-2026. These meetings are held 4 times a year in August, November, February, and May at Camp Dogwood. If you are new to Lions or just want to learn more about the association, please consider attending at least a part of these meetings. Contact Tammy at 828-478-2135, extension 229 to register, or email Tammy at nclf.org. Hall of Fame Award. The mission of the North Carolina Lions Hall of Fame is to recognize and honor the state's most outstanding Lions for their extraordinary accomplishments on the club, district, state, and or the NC Lion Foundation levels. Criteria. Nominees may be living or deceased. The nominee must have had at least 10 years of service in North Carolina, if living, or deceased for at least 5 years, unless death occurs in the year the candidate was being considered for a Living Hall of Fame award. See the recommendations form at the end of this month's Gazette. Here is some district news and events. Our next cabinet meeting. The second cabinet meeting for 2025-26 for District 31N will be on October 4th, 2025, at the Brigaw Methodist Church at 110 East Bridge Street in Brigaw, North Carolina. We will gather at 10:45 a.m. with a light lunch at 11 a.m. The meeting will start promptly at 11:30 a.m., and we should be finished by 1 p.m. This meeting is open to all lines in the district and is a good way to be informed on the activities of your district. Please RSVP to Betty Shingleton, and the email address is emiliesgg2015. I'm going to spell that, emiliesgg2015@gmail.com. Respond by October 1st, and there's a flyer at the end of the newsletter. Call for candidates. Second Vice District Governor 2026. The district is now accepting candidate submissions for the position of second vice district governor, with elections scheduled for January of 2026. All interested Lions are reminded that the required documentation must be submitted no later than December 1st of 2025, and those required documents are: candidates are asked to provide the following: a letter of intent from the candidate, an endorsement letter from their home club, a Lions resume, if available. And the submission information is thus: all documents should be mailed to PDG Carlton Metz. The email is carltonmetz@gmail.com, and Metz has two T's. And PDG Anna Elliott, that email is msgellioittwife@gmail.com by the December 1st deadline. This will ensure the district has adequate time to review all materials in advance of the election. Questions or assistance? For further information or questions regarding the submission process, please contact Lion Anna Elliott at 254-415-2751 or email msgelliottwife@gmail.com. This is an exciting opportunity for Lions to step forward in service and leadership. The district looks forward to hearing from qualified candidates who are ready to take on this important role. And that's all from Anna M. Elliott, Ph.D., IPDG District 31N. We listen, we process, we serve. Here's information about the Peace Poster Contest. Students ages 11, 12, or 13, as of November 15th, are eligible to participate in the International Peace Poster Contest. Entries not meeting the following deadlines will be disqualified. The district is out of kits, but clubs can order peace poster kits as a digital version on the Lions International website. Digital kit costs $11.95, and each kit contains downloadable official club contest guide and rules, a downloadable official school or youth group contest guide and rules, downloadable participant flyer to print and give to participating students to take home, a downloadable sticker to place on the back of the winning poster, and digital certificates to print for contest winner and school or youth group. And here are the Peace Poster Contest deadlines. January 15th. The kits go on sale from the Club Supplies Sales Department at International Headquarters. May 31st is the deadline for District 31N bulk order. October 1st is the deadline to purchase kits from the Club Supplies Sales Department at International Headquarters. November 15th, postmark deadline for a club to send one winning poster per contest sponsored to the district governor. December 1st is the postmark deadline for a district governor to send one winning district poster to multiple district council chairperson. December 1st is also the postmark deadline for a district governor not belonging to a multiple district to send one winning poster to the brand and creative department at International Headquarters. December 1st is also the postmark deadline for a club not belonging to a district to send one winning entry to the brand and creative department at International Headquarters. December 15th is the postmark deadline for the multiple district council chairperson to send one winning poster to the brand and creative department at international headquarters. And finally, February 1st, the international winners are notified on or before this date. For further information, contact Marilyn Jackson using this email address, md5jack@yahoo.com. Boys and Girls Home, join the challenge, Keys to the Vans. Help us raise money for our Lions Cottage van. Raise $500 and get a Boys and Girls Homes of North Carolina banner patch for your Lions Club. See the flyer at the end of this month's Gazette or contact Scott Stevenson using lionsstevenson@gmail.com or phone 910-494-0809 for more information. Brave Little Steps. Brave Little Steps Fun Run will take place in Greenville on October 25th of 2025. Save that date. We are asking for your help. At the start-finish line, there will be tables set up for clubs to promote their activities to the public and to hand out treats to the participants and the kids. This is a great place to market your club and hopefully gain new members. Along with that, we're asking you to give out treats to the runners. We suggest energy bars, hard candy, small candy bars, bags of potato chips, corn chips, etc. We are also looking for community sponsors. More on that closer to the event. Funds raised from the run will be used to augment a $20,000 grant from Lions International Foundation to the James and Connie Maynard Children's Hospital in Greenville. The grant will allow the hospital to add diversion equipment to various locations throughout the hospital. This diversion equipment and software will ensure all patients, no matter the age, have something to distract them during procedures. Interested in joining the race part of the event? You can sign up here. And then there's a long link, which I think I will leave for those who can go to the online version of this newsletter. District training. A tentative district training schedule has been developed for 2025-2026. I cannot overstress the importance of these training sessions. They will make your job as a Lion easier because you will be more confident performing your job and in turn will improve the performance of our clubs. Please try to attend as many as you can. Dates will be printed in the On the Horizon section of this Gazette. So, district leaders, on the road, Zone 1 Chair and LCIF Coordinator Kevin Toman will visit on October 2nd the Southport Lions Club, the Clinton Lions Club on October 6th, the Kinston Host Lions Club October 9th, Anger Lions Club October 21st, and the Pembroke Lions Club November 18th. New clubs. PDG Mayor McLeod, your Global Extension Coordinator, or GET, is working on forming new clubs. She's presently working with Sweet Valley Ranch in Fayetteville and a group of interested people in Eastover. Jerry Williams is working with a few people in Aiden to form a new club. District and PDG Association. The District and Past District Governors, or PDG, Association will hold its next meeting on Saturday, November 1st, 2025, at Lions Industries for the Blind in Kinston, North Carolina. All past district governors residing in District N are warmly invited to attend this important gathering of leadership and fellowship. This meeting provides a meaningful opportunity for PDGs to reconnect, share insights, and continue shaping the future of Lionism in North Carolina. The agenda will include updates on district initiatives, planning for upcoming events, including the 2026 District N&S Midwinter Convention, and discussions on how PDGs can support clubs and emerging leaders across the district. For those unable to attend in person, Zoom access will be available to ensure full participation and engagement. Refreshments will be served and camaraderie is guaranteed. Whether you're newly retired from district leadership or a seasoned PDG, your experience and voice are valued. So the date again is Saturday, November 1st, 2025. Location, Lions Industries for the Blind in Kinston, North Carolina. The time, 10 a.m., and Zoom access is available upon request. Please RSVP to PDG Carly Metz at cmetz22@gmail.com or PDG D'Angelo Jackson at m5djack@yahoo.com by October 25th of 2025. Let's come together to celebrate our shared legacy and continue building a brighter future for Lionism in District N. Here's information on the 2025 District N and S Midwinter Convention, which will be January 16th and 17th of 2026. The location is the Holiday Inn in Greenville, North Carolina. Lions from across Districts N and S are invited to gather for the 2026 District N and S Midwinter Convention, a two-day celebration of service, leadership, fellowship, and fun. This year's event features a powerful lineup of programming, including a carnival atmosphere on Friday evening, updates from the District Governor's Corner, highlights from our open house, and inspiring stories of Lions helping veterans. We're honored to welcome International Director David Woodworth as our featured speaker. He will provide an important update on Lions International and LCIF, host a town hall session, meet with club presidents, and serve as the keynote speaker at the District Governor's Banquet. Additional highlights include messages from the NCLF president, our new executive director, and a special farewell from our retired executive director. You'll also hear exciting news about the Clinical Eye Research Grant awarded to Miracle in Sight and get the latest from Camp Dogwood, including updates on KidSight and adult vision screenings. Early registration ends December 20th of 2025, and late registration closes January 7th of 2026. And the hotel information. Call the Holiday Inn, which is at 203 Southwest Greenville Boulevard in Greenville, North Carolina. Call them at 252-355-8300 to make your reservations by December 19th of 2025. The room rate is $110 plus tax for a queen or king. Call early to secure your room. Join us as we reflect, reconnect, and recommit to the mission of Lionism in North Carolina. We look forward to seeing you there. Here are some club news and events. Welcome, new members. If you have new members that have recently been inducted, please send me their names so they can be recognized here. And that is ggoetz00@gmail.com. Eye exams and eyeglasses. After the suspension of the VSP vouchers, many of our clubs are looking for ways to provide glasses and exams to those who have a difficult time affording the glasses and or exams. Many do not have insurance or doctors, and many have never had eye exams. Clubs should make an effort to hold fundraisers to fill the need for exams and glasses in your communities. Contact eyeglass suppliers and doctors in your area who are willing to supply glasses or exams at reduced rates. Our See the 21st Century Vision Screening Programs Chair, Lion Nan Bajian, suggests this list of websites for suggestions on receiving care. And there are seven long website addresses, which I will spare you from. Here's a reminder for Leos and Leo advisors. My name is C. Tristan Williams, and I am from Antigua and Barbuda. I am currently serving as a Leo Club Program Advisory Panelist representing Constitutional Area 1. The Leo Advisory Panelists act as representatives of the Leo Club Program in their area. C. Tristan Williams, Lions Club International, Leo Advisory Panelist for 2025 to 2027, Constitutional Area 1, and that is St. John's, Antigua and Barbuda. The email is trysWilliams9@gmail.com. KidSight Vision Screenings. With the school off to a start, our new KidSight Chair, Nan Bajian, has the following screening scheduled. Thank you to these clubs for sponsoring the screenings. November 1st, Smithfield with the Smithfield Touch-A-Truck. Beaufort, North Carolina Lions Club celebration of the restoration of the North Carolina White Cane Law. The Beaufort, North Carolina Lions Club will celebrate National White Cane Day on October 15th with a public event with the support of the Town Police Department. The focus of this event is to begin the public educational process to promote awareness of the restoration of the North Carolina White Cane Law as an enforceable Class 2 misdemeanor offense, effective December 1st of 2025. The North Carolina white cane law was rendered unenforceable due to an oversight during the penalty assignment process mandated by the Structured Sentencing Act of 1994. Thus, the law has been unenforceable for the past 31 years. Now, through the efforts of a group of blind lions, the North Carolina legislature has taken corrective action as part of the Public Safety Act of 2025 with the assignment of the Class II misdemeanor penalty. This is an extremely important topic for the blind community, as once again, protection when performing a street crossing at an intersection or at a designated crossing, traffic refusing to stop can now be cited. The NC North Beaufort Lions Club challenges all Lions Clubs to become aware of this law change and hold their own educational events on October 15th. This accomplishment is a perfect example of what can be accomplished when Lions work together to advocate for the blind. See the flyer at the end of this month's Gazette. Anderson Creek Lions Club Golf Tournament. Don't miss this opportunity. Monday, October 20th, this annual event is a major fundraiser for the Anderson Creek LC. All proceeds help to support the following. Camp Dogwood for the Blind and Visually Impaired. See the flyer at the end of this month's Gazette. Here are some Lions tales from the Goldsboro Downtown Lions Club. Psst. Have I got a lion's tail for you? You've heard the stories from the old days about how alchemists thought they could turn lead into gold. Well, I know a lion who can turn aluminum into pork chops. Here's his story. Hi, my name is Joe Betkowski, and I'm a member of the Goldsboro Downtown Lions Club. A number of years ago, our club started collecting tabs from aluminum beverage cans to raise money for the Ronald McDonald House. Lion Barbara Mays volunteered to lead this project. About 2.5 years ago, I decided to start collecting aluminum cans with the idea of using the money to buy pork chops for a local food pantry called the Soup Kitchen. When I started, I had no idea how well the project would do. I am so thankful for the support this project has received from my family, friends, church family, Lions family, local businesses, and Dee's Diner, the restaurant where our Lions Club meets weekly. I take the cans they donate and crush them using a can crusher. My two sons-in-law built me a table and automatic can crusher after I wore out 3 single can crushers that crushes many at a time. Then I take the crushed cans and sell them to the metal scrapyard. Thanks to the generous support of those saving me their cans and my awesome can crusher, this project has provided 30 pounds of pork chops a month to the Soup Kitchen every month for well over a year. This from the Clinton Lions Club. On Monday evening, September 1st, the Clinton Lions Club was pleased to have, as their guest, First Vice District Governor Eddie Chase and Zone Chairman Jerry Williams. Both presented Longevity of Service Awards to the following members, who are pictured left to right below. Zone Chairman Jerry Williams, First Vice District Governor Eddie Chase, Nick West for 10 years, Pam McGirt for 20 years, Steve Cox, 40 years, Travis Joyner, Club President. And not pictured are Ann Oliver for 25 years, Robert Turlington for 20 years, and Ruth Holland for 10 years. And then at the end of this newsletter, there are a few links for downloading and printing the registration forms and flyers that were mentioned earlier in the newsletter. Well, that's the end of that newsletter for the Lions District N for October of 2025. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Julie Eldridge, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for the print and visually impaired audience. The Lion newsletter is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.